Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Granthraj, Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 4, The Creation of the Fourth Order, Chapter 10, Dhruva Maharaja's Fight with the Yakshas. It's going to be texts 20 through the final text of the chapter 29. 20 through 30. We have a string of verses without purports. We'll do the word for word on 30. Until then, I'll just read this Sanskrit translation.
Hatavasishtaitare ranajirad raksho ganakshatriya paryasarya kai prayo vivrikna vayannava vidruvr mrigendra vikridita yutapahivar.
Translation: the remaining yakshas, who somehow or other were not killed, had their limbs cut to pieces by the arrows of the great warrior Dhruva Maharaj. Thus they began to flee, just as elephants flee when defeated by a lion. 21.
Apashyamana satadatatainam mahamrdhe kanchana manavottama purim didrikshan api na vishad visham namainam veda chikirshitam jana.
Dhruva Maharaj, the best of the human beings, observed in that great battlefield not one of the opposing soldiers was left standing with proper weapons. Then he desired to see the city of Alakapuri, but he thought to himself, no one knows the plans of the mystic yakshas.
Text 22. Iti bruvangsh chitra ratasvasarathim yatha paresham pratiyoga sankitah shushrava shabdham jalabher ivedritam nabhasvato dikshura jo vadrishyata.
In the meantime, while Dhruva Maharaj, doubtful of his mystic enemies, was talking with his charioteer, they heard a tremendous sound as if the whole ocean was there. And they found that from the sky a great dust storm was coming over them from all directions.
23. Kshanena charitam vyoma ghananikena sarvatah vispuratarita dhikshu trayasyat sthanayinuna.
Within a moment, the whole sky was overcast with dense clouds and severe thundering was heard. There was glittering electric lightning and severe rainfall.
24. Vavrishu rudhi rao ghashrik puyavin mutra medhasaha. Nipetur gagananasya kabandhanyagrato nagha.
Translation: my dear faultless Vidura, in that rainfall there was blood, mucus, pus, stool, urine, and marrow falling heavily before Dhruva Maharaj, and there were trunks of bodies falling from the sky. marrow is the soft pink substance inside of your bones. Spongy. Looks like it's the word Medusa. Interestingly, we get Medusa later in Bhagavatam as good brain substance, Sumedusa. Okay, 25. Tata ke drushyata girir nipetu sarvato disham gada parigha nistringsha musula sangshma varshina. Next, a great mountain was visible in the sky, and from all directions, hailstones fell, along with lances, clubs, swords, iron bludgeons, and great pieces of stone. Text 26. Ahyo shani nishvasa vamantognim rushakshibhi abhyadhavan gajamata simha vyagrashcha yutasaha. Dhruva Maharaj also saw many big serpents with angry eyes vomiting forth fire and coming to devour him, along with groups of mad elephants, lions, and tigers. 27. Samudra urmibhir bhimah lavayan sarvato bhumim bhuvam asasada mahaprada kalpanta eva bhishanah. Then, as if it were the time of dissolution of the whole world, the fierce sea with foaming waves and great roaring sounds came forward before him. 28. Evam vidhanyanekani drasananyamanasvinam sasrujustigmagataya asuryamaya yasura. The demon yakshas are by nature very heinous, and by their demoniac power of illusion, they can create many strange phenomena to frighten one who is less intelligent. That's the purpose of what they're doing. They're trying to scare Dhruva off to protect themselves, because they're afraid of him. 29. Dhruve prayuktam asuraistamayam atidustaram nishamya tasya munayah sham asham masam samagata. When the great sages heard that Dhruva Maharaj was overpowered by the illusory mystic tricks of the demons, they immediately assembled to offer him auspicious encouragement. Text 30. Munayo uchu avatanapada bhagavangstava sharn gadhanva divakshintovanan natarti haro vipakshan yannamadheyam abhidhadhaya nishamya chadha lokong jasatarati dustaramangam rityun. Altanapara bhagavangstava sharnga dhanva devakshinotva avanatarti haro vipakshan yannamadheyam abhidhaya nishamya chadha lokong jasatarati dustaramangamrityum. Altanapara bhagavangstava sharnga dhanva devakshinotva nartarti haro vipakshan yannamadheyan abhidhaya nishamya chadha lokong jasatarati dustaramangamrityum. Would you like to read?
Munaya ucho
Munayuchu. Okay. Yeah, please go ahead. Word for word, Munaya Uchu. The sages said, Autanapada, O son of King Uttanapada, Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Deva, your Sharangadhanva, one who bears the bow called Sharanga, Deva, the Lord, Kshinotu, may he kill Avanata, of the surrendered soul, Arti, the distresses, Hara, who removes, Vipakshan, enemies, Yat, whose, Namadheyam, holy name, Abhidhaya, uttering, Nishamya, hearing, Cha, also, Adha, immediately, Loka, persons, Anjasa, holy, Tarati, overcome, Dustaram, insurmountable, Anga, O Dhruva, Mrityum, death. Translation. All the sages said, Dear Dhruva, O son of King Uttanapad, may the Supreme Personality of Godhead, known as Sharangadhanva, who relieves the distresses of his devotees, kill all your threatening enemies. The holy name of the Lord is as powerful as the Lord himself. Therefore, simply by chanting and hearing the holy name of the Lord, many men can be fully protected from fierce death without difficulty. Thus, a devotee is saved. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The great rishis approached Dhruva Maharaj at a time when his mind was very perplexed due to the magical feats exhibited by the yakshas. A devotee is always protected by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By his inspiration only, the sages came to encourage Dhruva Maharaj and assure him that there was no danger, because he was a soul fully surrendered to the Supreme Lord. By the grace of the Lord, if a devotee at the time of death can simply chant his holy name, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, simply by chanting this Maha Mantra, he immediately surpasses the great ocean of the material sky and enters the spiritual sky. He never has to come back for repetition of birth and death. Simply by chanting the holy name of the Lord, one can surpass the ocean of death. As so, Dhruva Maharaj was certainly able to surpass the illusory magical feats of the yakshas, which, for the time being, disturbed his mind. Thus end the Bhaktivedanta purports of the 4th canto, 10th chapter of the Srimad Bhagavatam, entitled Dhruva Maharaja's Fight with the Yakshas. Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unminitam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Shtapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Parakamalam
Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Hey Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vansha Kalpaturubhyascha Kripa Sindhuvya Evacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
Munaya Uchu Altana Pada Bhagavamstava Sharn Gadhanva Devakshinotvanabvan Tarti Harobi Pakshan Yannamadheyam Abhidhaya Nishamya Chadha Lokonja Satarati Dustaram Angam Rityum. Devakshinotvanna Tarti Haro Vipakshan. The Lord is glorified by the sages as being Arti Hara. He takes away the miseries of his devotees. Previously, Dhruva Maharaj was in a. His brother had been killed by some yakshas when he went hunting. Uttama went hunting. This is after Dhruva became king. Are you familiar with this section? Yes, okay. So Dhruva became king, and one day Uttama went hunting. Uttama was unfortunately ambushed and killed by yakshas. Dhruva then, as his role of king, he went to avenge the death of one of his citizens, happened to be his brother. And out of anger, instead of just finding the yakshas responsible, he felt that he should kill all the yakshas. So he went to their home city, Abalakapuri, and stood out at the gates and blew his conch shell. Out came yakshas who began to assault Dhruva. Dhruva counterattacked by shooting 3 arrows at a time. And the yakshas, in proper fighting spirit, were impressed by Dhruva's prowess. And to reciprocate, they began to shoot 6 arrows at a time. There were so many yakshas, however, that these arrows were like a cloud which had engulfed Dhruva. The description was given of the sun setting into the ocean. And later, the example was given of the sun being covered by mist. So when mist actually cannot ever cover the sun, but from our angle it looks like that. Actually, we're covered by the mist. Mist is by nature extremely temporary. It appears for a few moments to cover, and during those moments it completely covers, but then immediately it's gone. So the point was made that in our devotional service, or in the devotional service of a devotee, they may temporarily appear to be covered, even completely, by the power of the illusory energy. But we should always remember that the devotee is a great sun in this dark world. And we should never criticize him thinking that, oh, look how cloudy he is. Look how this person has no light at all. He's completely dark. No, that's seeing a devotee from the material point of view. Judging someone based on their material coverings of their soul. Ultimately, every living entity is temporarily covered by Maya, and everything that has a beginning also must come to an end. So we should never criticize anyone based on thinking that they are their body. If we think that someone else is their body, that's our own covering. That's our own Maya. And as they say, when you point one finger at someone, three fingers point back at you. Later, Dhruva immediately emerged, just as the sun emerges from fog, and began to slaughter the yakshas. Their opulently decorated helmets were scattered here and there on the battlefield. Prabhupada writes in his purport that it appears that in ancient times the warriors would come to the battlefield dressed opulently with gold ornaments and jewelry, and that the winners of the battle would get to take those helmets and jewels as a booty, and that this would have certainly been a great incentive for them to fight very hard and win the battle. So they've become very wealthy. Dhruva Maharaj defeated all these yakshas and began to speak to his charioteer. And he said, we never really know what these mystic yakshas will do next. And as if on cue, having said that, the sky darkened and the loud sound came as if the ocean had come before them. Electric lightning, thunder, we just read these verses of all the inauspicious signs and mystic tricks of the yakshas. Came to scare Dhruva off because they were scared. When somebody starts to try to frighten you, generally that means they're frightened. In the animal kingdom, the animals get puffed up and big when they know there's some threat. So the yakshas are also acting big by throwing their magic tricks at Dhruva to scare him off. And so certainly there would be some distress if you saw blood, stool, mucus, pus, urine, marrow, trunks of bodies falling all around you. Naturally, your heartbeat would elevate. You'd want to get out of there, run away. So the Lord is being glorified in this verse by the devotees, by the munis, as Ardhahara, that he relieves Dhruva of that distress. By what agency? Yannamadheyam, by chanting the holy names of the Lord, a devotee is freed from all distress. So someone might inquire, well, Dhruva wasn't chanting the holy name when this was going on. At best, he was dismembering yakshas and blowing his conch shell. So why are they saying it like this? For 6 months straight, Dhruva chanted Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. That chanting, you never lose the benefit of that chanting of Hare Krishna. So Sometimes someone may leave the Krishna consciousness movement, but they still get the benefit of having chanted Hare Krishna. They'll never forget the holy name of the Lord. You can love it, you can miss it, you can resent it, you can hate it, but you can never forget it. That will not happen. And because you never forget the holy name of the Lord never forgets you. And he protects you from the greatest fear. You always know better. Shanga Dhanva. He's holding the Shanga bow. Shanga bow. Sounds a little like this word Sharanagati, to surrender to the Lord. The sages also, in a foreshadowing note, they pray that the Lord will destroy the enemies of Dhruva Maharaj, because in the next chapter, Swayambhuva Manu is going to come and tell Dhruva to stop killing these yakshas. So in other words, the Munis, when they say, let the Lord kill them, that's their way of saying, you stop killing them. Let the Lord kill them. Anyway, everyone will be killed by the Lord in time, in this material world. So, this activity, which, from a modern point of view, using our English terms, could be called genocide, what Dhruva's doing. Or at least racially motivated violence. This kind of activity was being discouraged by the Munis in a very cultured way by praying to the Lord that let the Lord destroy these yakshas. And that a devotee is saved not by fighting, but by chanting the holy name. That's our true protection. That's our real defense. A devotee eats the nectar of the holy name. When he sleeps, he dreams of Krishna. He has a family to produce hundreds and hundreds of children, either biologically or spiritually through being guru. And when he defends himself by chanting Hare Krishna. Crosses out of this material sky. This material world is full of magic tricks, just like the yakshas. We're convinced that by sense gratification we'll be happy. This is the ultimate trick. Even though it's never worked. Means that we're always suffering. We want something, we don't get it, we suffer. We want something, we get it, it's not good, so we suffer. We want something, we get it, it's good, or we lose it, we suffer. That's it. There's no other option. Ultimately, we suffer. And we think, ultimately, I'll be happy. Ultimately, I'll be happy. That's the illusion. There's temporary happiness, but we think ultimate happiness is coming. Especially through, Prabhupada says, society, friendship, and love. So-called society, friendship, and love. These are the big ones. And friendship must include boyfriend-girlfriendship. That also comes with society and obviously love, so-called love. Yeah. So this big trick is worse than blood, stool, pus, and urine, because at least you run away from blood, pus, stool, and urine. This one This one tricks us again and again. But the only way to get free from this fearful situation is by chanting the holy name. So that's what we do. We chant attentively. On japa beads, we chant attentively in the kirtan. And we do our service attentively. Even we associate with the devotees attentively. We give a gift, we receive a gift in charity. If you give someone a gift and they accept it with this like complete absorption, that, wow, you've given me such a nice thing, then it feels really nice. You can feel the love when somebody attentively gives you a gift also. Please accept this. But if they're just like, here, it's different. Or if they're checking the time and they give you this thing, you feel different. But if they're like really with you and they give it to you as if you're the only person there, that's a very sweet feeling. So this attentiveness is very important in devotional service. Revealing our mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially. If someone is revealing some confidential truth to you and you really give them proper attention, then they feel safe and trust you. Yes. Yeah. This is love. Love is 90% attention. And just about 10% affection, just 90% attention. Little bit of affection. It's hard. It's so hard, isn't it? But that's the nectar. That's where the nectar comes. And what else do we have? Giving gifts? Giving prasad. Oh yeah. There's a big difference when somebody is attentively serving prasad and when somebody just throws the cake upside down on top of the sabji. Correct. But that's the power of the mind. It drives us here and there. We forget where we're at. Because we don't want to be here. But that's because we think that if I go somewhere else, I'll be happy. And that's the magic trick of Maya. That if I'll be happy later if I can change my circumstance. But no, happiness is now, Krishna.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's true that you can look at this from this perspective, but I look at it that, you know, I was actually sorry for him in one sense, because I didn't think that he did it purposely, like, oh, he just was bored or something, and his mind was, I think that, you know, how I look at it, that he was in such severe circumstance or something that his mind was driving him.
Especially when the body is physically taxing you, then that's another thing. But that's rare, actually. More often than not, the kind of inattentiveness is due to the mind. Daydreaming. That's the real culprit.
Most
of the time.
That's true, but I'm saying that, like, for example, if something happens in your family, or you are losing job, and, you know, the circumstances, you know, the circumstances create this disturbance in your mind, even if you want to focus. The situation is such overwhelming that, you know, just like your mind just drags you there.
Yeah.
So that's what, you know, I was saying, that he needs to go through some heavy stuff in his life, and that's how I would.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, you know, it made me quite upset.
For the sake of devotee, alone, it's impossible to get through these kinds of tumultuous situations in our daily life. But that's what the devotee's responsibility is, to help each other to be Krishna conscious now. we have to provide this opportunity to bring each other closer together and closer to Krishna. That's actually what Prabhupada wants us to do. Otherwise, it's not possible independently. The society of devotees must help us be conscious. So we have to take shelter of the holy name ourselves, and then we can be of service to others. Anyway, you know all these things. I'm just speaking actually by your blessings only. Thank you, and thank you for helping me to be sensitive to the miseries of this material world, so I don't become too fanatical because of my religious fervor without philosophical foundation. Because I'm saying something like, I'm not taking into account the conditioning that people go through due to their miseries in life, and that to misunderstand that is actually a philosophical misunderstanding. To not appreciate just how powerful Maya is a big philosophical misunderstanding. So I should be very attentive to that point also. If I'm going to be talking so much about attentiveness, I should be truly attentive to the truth. Okay. Grantaraj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.